말이야. 나 같은 경우도 항상 심지어 담지 코와 눈알에 타고 오래 안에 되기 땡기 대화해야 돼. 토고 오래 해지래. 지나다 대화 눈알에 타고 봐자 눈알 영역이 유리 쪽으로 가르치고 오래시네. 아주 뇨모 발레든 리고래스. 뇨모 배 나네자 안에 다시 말이 봐야 되래스. 지나 다시 말이 봐지기 꾸네랑 얘는 디왕게 아주 그 대샤기 콘트롤기 안 디왕게다 샤네 네버지비게 샘샤 소주야다 아니 지게 안 샤네 네비게 제가 먹고 제는데 되네 레샤사르 되네 레사 되네 레디왕게 다 코발이야 제발렌지 안 동화 봐도 뭐 용과 차야디 안 두세 세자다 안 동화레 드고 봐자 동화 유규 안에 레다 녀모 봐야지 방고월에 세직 어디 대단히 레다 녀모 봐 봐야지 아니 가네스 방고월에라나 아니 녀모 배 자와 다시 마리 봐야지 다시 마리 봐 방와라 다음에 뭐 토픽이 안에 동반 유튜브에 셔랍 공고월에스 지자 동반 유튜브에 셔랍 마고 바이나 코에 자와 다시 니메 봐 수두고 마레스 지자 동반 유튜브에 셔랍 공고월에스 안디네 안디 그생이 디고르마 나도 디슈르와
Good morning. Previously, we've been looking at how all sentient beings are the same as ourselves in wanting to be freed from suffering and pain and misery in its entirety, and we long for happiness. And the happiness in particular that we long for is a stable happiness, the happiness that isn't interrupted by even the slightest of displeasures. And in order to be able to achieve a state of lasting happiness, one needs to identify what it is that is keeping us bound in the realms of suffering. And that is our afflictions. Because it's due to the presence of our afflictions that we create the contaminated karma that keeps us taking uncontrolled rebirth in samsara and encountering problems and difficulties and not experiencing any real peace, any lasting, stable peace. And these afflictive minds have as at their root the single affliction, which is the ignorance of self-grasping. And it's from this ignorance that grasps at the self as existing in a way that it does not, that all our afflictions come, all our needs that we feel have to be fulfilled, and everything that we push away from us, thinking that we have to protect the self. And from this, we engage in harmful activities, whether physical or verbal, as well as keeping ourselves so busy trying to fulfill all our desires. So if the root cause then is this ignorance of self-grasping, it is that that has to be eliminated in order for freedom to be attained. And in order to eliminate ignorance, one has to develop its opposing mind, wisdom. And in order to eliminate the specific ignorance, that is the ignorance of self-grasping, its specific opposing mind needs to be cultivated. And that is the wisdom realizing emptiness. Without this realization, freedom cannot be achieved. With it, lasting, stable happiness of nirvana will be achieved.
Chue Jisandi, ndigi, chue kane jing arang tuge nga siyadi kanglai ma rangu nguyenye zhuba jing yodu, zimba digi, da jizan nga siyadi chue ki nguyen nisui nilukti ha gugugo ma re. Chia ha mogo za dila dimuk siwa, dimuk tinzi siwa, dimuk la da ha mogo wa, yu ki nguyen nisui nguyenye di, jimba cha ha mogo wa che, nak tom tom che che, dwe di kenti lo dila dimuk siwa wa. Jizan dini ki, dāsīn dēnsīn mārīkpātī tīmūk sī kūrē. Sīsā ngārāngsū gīlē tīmūk tī kūrē. Sīsā dīnī kī tīmūk sī nātāṁ tōṁ jē tūyē tī ngārāngsū kāngpā nākūng sī yōpāy nā kāyā tōyā yōmārā wā nākūng sī kūrē. Sīsā dī lōjī pārshā pāy nā 차상 내 너후 매와 차제 무인이 수 컴퍼나 가르기마 차상 통으로 디나시 만족이 다 매바도 비 제바치지 땡지게 남자 삼다지 최 나사디 라신 템바 마주바도 또 바이나 지나 디니 디무기트 마세도 고래 시선 죄매 나시제 시선 가서 유기 최기 내로 지마신 마통외교 디무디 매바 차제 한취기 내로데 또용으로 내로디 도고래 지나 동이도 별로데라 한디무 가서 죄매세 어디서 디모 죄매세야기 다세 마리파 매바세야기 된 죄매나 시매나 신디다 동방이 또 배셔야 되겠어요.
In reality, all phenomena are dependent arisings. Everything that exists is a dependent arising, whether it's phenomena of the outer world, the various types of form, or our inner world, such as our inner qualities. These are all dependent arisings. This is how phenomena exist in reality. However, due to the strength of our ignorance, this is not something that we actually realize. Rather, we believe that phenomena exist in the way that they appear to us, which is that they appear to be truly existent, as if they are independent, not influenced by anything at all, self-existent. This is how phenomena naturally appear to us. Again, whether it's phenomena in the external world or inner qualities, these all appear as if they are self-existent when they are actually dependently arisen, dependent on other. So this consciousness is a consciousness of ignorance that doesn't realize how phenomena exist in reality. And this ignorance, this not knowing, is likened to darkness, where we are lost in this darkness of ignorance, unable to see reality. And that is the position that all ordinary beings find ourselves in since beginningless time, dwelling in the darkness of ignorance, unable to see reality. And to dispel this ignorance, this darkness of ignorance, one needs a lamp that illuminates the darkness, and that illuminating lamp is wisdom. And in particular, the wisdom that is investigating how the self exists, how all phenomena exists. This wisdom illuminates the darkness of ignorance. And this is what one needs to cultivate, the wisdom realizing emptiness.
Mm-hmm. Tisanta tongpanyi toya la nga zo karit samtanggo re, tenjige samtanggo re che, tenjige samtada nga zo ki tenje rakpa rakpa tiki, tato usinne tangpo samtada tenje rakpa rakpa samtanggo lo, tisanta tenje ko bende nyugu nga zo tongshu zo ki pege da, chigi tishin ro da medwa kare yine, chasang yudan kien la tina sabon tangpo kien yu, sabon chile tuyo do, sabon chile tuyo pa ma zi andel ya,
기엔 추나 류다 죄랑 차상 아니 고도스 디메나 아니 지 기도 고민스 텔라 때네 기도 스베데 나 저기 라바 라바지 하고 두고로 어 디나시 삼다도 시네 디네 나 저기 소소 나 세데 소소이네다 직 규다 기엔 샹실 뛰는 두고래 지나다 디네 자다 나 저 로레야 나도 간에 신난 그도 스베디 제바 치고래 지나다 나 세 소소도 삼다지 소소기 삼나나래 나 살라메디 로레야 간에 샤구도스 第三个是他，但都是结巴结的，若来晓得晓得就跟着好过过来是呢。那些的蓬勃地上，结巴今年没得看，刚来嘛都可能我呢，主巴这个难的过来，我是难过来。你那话的，我是当不好过过去过来。第二个呢，俺的那话哪些的哒，若来刚来嘛就让我呢那话哪些的哒，的搞好多是他的蓬勃啊，蓬勃那呢属于蓬勃那来搞好多是结巴结的，的呢能属于蓬勃那。 那都是一分吧，那不是一分吧？电脑里看看都是真嘛，这些呢，结巴结巴呢，那刚他们就来啊，那都是真的，那刚来呀，今啊，现在怕乱怕，不确信了，对呢，主巴这趟乱怕，大把怎么的嘛都，刚来呀，嘛对吧？乱怕大把嘛，人把俺认为的主对吧的，早已经明白了，民族生别个的那个什么的，还会那个，俺等到了，俺就点这个，都是真的结巴结巴了，真的结巴嘛结巴呢？
The sequence here is we understand the pivotal role the afflictions play in keeping us bound in suffering. That it's these afflicted minds that are our true enemies, that do cause us all unwanted pain and misery. And they have at their root the ignorance, grasping at phenomena as existing in a way that they do not, the ignorance of true grasping. And this is the state of darkness that we've been dwelling in since beginning of time, is what ensures we remain afflicted and bound in the suffering realms of samsara. And therefore, we desperately need to cultivate the illuminating lamp of the wisdom that understands reality in the way that it exists. And in order to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, the most skillful technique for us is to reflect on dependent arising. And as we come to understand that phenomena do not exist independently, but rather dependently, the hold that this ignorance has on us starts to loosen in direct relationship to the blossoming of wisdom within us. To understand dependent arising, we start by reflecting on a coarse level, and then as we gain familiarity with it, we naturally progress to subtler understandings. The coarsest understanding is to see that all phenomena arise in dependence on causes and conditions. All phenomena that change momentarily arise in dependence on causes and conditions. For example, the plant in your garden. We know a seed needs to be planted in nutritious soil, have sufficient heat and water, and then it will grow. But in order for the plant to grow, there has to be the seed and the ripening conditions. So we can see this very easily in our garden. We can see it also easily in our material world. And then if we look a little more closely, we'll see it's true in the inner world. And in particular, we need to look at ourselves. And here the key first step in the meditation on coming to understand selflessness is to see how the self appears to us. How is it that our sense of self appears to exist? So this is the crucial first step, because without identifying clearly that how the self appears to us, in other words, what it is, what it means to say that the self appears to be self-existent, we will not be able to refute what we haven't yet come to recognize, to see for ourselves. So therefore, the first step is to see how the self appears to us, trying to recognize that it appears to be independent, not influenced by anything at all, appears to be self-existent or truly existent or inherently existent, existent by way of its own nature. This is how it appears. And independence on understanding how the self appears, we then look for the self. If it exists independently or self-existently, it should be findable. So let me look for it. And the place we look is within our aggregates, either within our physical aggregate or our various mental aggregates, to see if we can find the self there, whether it's in the aggregate of our consciousness or feelings or discrimination. Where is the self that appears to exist independently? And every time we look, we will see we cannot find an unchanging self, a self that is not influenced by anything at all. And we'll see then that the self is empty of existing in this way. But rather, the self that does exist is a mere imputation. It's only an imputation by mind onto the basis that are these aggregates. That is all. But to come to this conclusion, is dependent on analysis. Without engaging in analysis and investigation, one cannot come to this conclusion. It's imperative that we make great effort then in analysis, first seeing how the self appears and then trying to find it. So this too is what we've covered in preceding weeks. Then more recently, we've looked at the six perfections, and concluding last time with those of calm abiding and or concentration and wisdom. Here, a key point is that calm abiding alone, this powerful, stable mind, cannot eradicate the afflictions. All it can do is temporarily suppress them. Moreover, meditating on emptiness, even meditating on emptiness, this alone cannot eradicate the afflictions. What one needs is the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, realizing emptiness. This is required. The wisdom that realizes emptiness needs to be in union with calm abiding and meditative insight. This is a mind that has sufficient strength and wisdom to eliminate the afflictions. And that brings us now to the 35th verse. Single-pointed concentration alone is not recognized as having the power to cut the root of psychic existence. Yet, with wisdom separated from the path of calm abiding, the afflictions will not be overcome, no matter how much you analyze.
And
looking at the beginning of the verse, single pointed concentration alone is not recognized as having the power to cut the root of cyclic existence. This is an important point to be clear on, because one may well have a strong desire to have a powerful, stable mind that is not distracted, a mind that is peaceful and calm. However, even should one achieve calm abiding or single-pointed concentration, this alone does not have the power to eradicate the afflictions. It cannot do so. And therefore, it will not lead to liberation. And this is because calm abiding alone does not oppose the root of samsara. It does not oppose the ignorance of self-grasping at all. Therefore, should one achieve calm abiding, not only does one not destroy the root cause of cyclic existence, but one creates causes to remain bound in samsara. In particular, the mere achievement of calm abiding leads to accumulation of causes for rebirth in the form and formless realms. Not the desire realm where we are now, but the form and formless realms. But these two are bound within samsara. So that means if one is striving to develop a calm abiding, thinking that this will bring peace, lasting peace and happiness, this is a grave error. Rather, one will be creating the causes to remain trapped in samsara. What we should have as a goal is a path that leads to freedom, a path beyond that leads to freedom from samsara. Whereas if one is striving merely or only for calm abiding, one will not achieve liberation. The second line, single point of concentration alone is not recognized as having the power to cut the root of cyclic existence. So it's important that this is clear. The reason that calm abiding alone cannot eliminate the root of samsara, in fact can't even harm it, is because it's not a contrary mind. Calm abiding is a powerful, stable mind that holds an object unwaveringly. Ignorance is a mind that misapprehends reality. So these are two different consciousnesses. They are not contrary. What is contrary to ignorance is wisdom. Calm abiding is a mind of single point of concentration. It's not a mind of wisdom. Wisdom is contrary to ignorance. To eliminate ignorance, wisdom is required. To eliminate the ignorance of self-grasping in particular, the particular wisdom that realizes emptiness or realizes selflessness, this is required because these two minds are contrary. Independence on the strength of the one, the other will weaken. Therefore, to eradicate the root cause of cyclic existence, its opposing mind, the wisdom realizing emptiness, is required. Calm abiding is not that mind. Calm abiding has power to hold an object stably. It doesn't have the power to eliminate ignorance because it is not contrary to ignorance. So here one is being very clearly advised that to fulfill the ambition that has given rise within one now to attain freedom from samsara, to become a bodhisattva for the sake of others, do not strive for single-pointed concentration alone, because it alone will not lead to the attainment of liberation or bodhicitta. It's imperative that we recognize that in order to eliminate the root cause of samsara, we have to develop the mind that is completely contrary to it. The root cause of samsara is the ignorance of self-grasping that grasps at the self as being inherently existent, that grasps at the self as existing in the way that it appears. To oppose that, one needs wisdom which understands reality, a wisdom that understands that the self does not exist in the way that it appears, a wisdom that understands how the self exists. It's only this wisdom that can cut the root of the afflicted minds and samsara, only the wisdom realizing emptiness, not single-pointed concentration. Single-pointed concentration is not contrary to ignorance. It is a powerful mind that can hold an object stably, but it cannot eradicate ignorance at all. So I'm assuming now it's abundantly clear that to gain freedom, our longed for freedom, We have to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, and that calm abiding alone will not lead to freedom. And this is imperative to have crystal clear, because it's not that calm abiding should not be it's not that we should not strive to develop calm abiding. It's not that calm abiding is not important. But what one is being warned against here is to guard yourself from the confusion that one may come thinking, I've achieved calm abiding. I've achieved physical and mental bliss. And we abide in that bliss. Stop our spiritual progression there, thinking that we have achieved a state that we have not. All that we would have achieved then is mere calm abiding or calm abiding alone. That is what we've been guarded against. With the attainment of calm abiding, we then need to utilize that mind, combining it with the wisdom realizing emptiness. This is where calm abiding has great power, great benefit. When we take the wisdom that realizes emptiness, and we hold that realization with single-pointed concentration, this becomes a cause for liberation. Wisdom realizing emptiness without calm abiding lacks the strength to eradicate the afflictions from their root. Calm abiding on its own doesn't even oppose the afflictions, merely suppresses them temporarily. So therefore, calm abiding is crucial, but it has to be applied to the wisdom realizing emptiness. These two together, the wisdom realizing emptiness with the stability of calm abiding, this has great power.
And then, you better she lamna devi, sherepki, jisem jaja, no more midope, sir. Daya, don't buy you topic and answer, don't you toy any bemas kitch, which is don't buy you cheba chase, and don't you to be sherish keba ina, da, digi, digori besene, don't have to don't you toss harsons, don't you cheba chet, don't you toss, don't you toba in answer, that don't you jo toba, cheba chet, don't you toba in it. That didn't have don't you tossons, Lord Hesh. Then they ask Kaya Marichere. Says, the Niki Lu de Tubaina, D, Tomba New Comiodu, and the culture was in the Combaina, and she near Toyo Mara, she near Matovanza, Tomba near some Dana Lamza, Sem and Namiangi on the same Tishi, the name Matubache, and Sem Dipa, Chiki Parinas, the Treasure, Tomba Nila, and it gom the Yakuan to Marichere. She near Lamna de Sheriff Kiss, she near that, the cousin, you Tishi be nibby dingy, she near Meva in the. Tombany
The verse then concludes, yet with wisdom separated from the path of calm abiding, the afflictions will not be overcome, no matter how much you analyze. In the first half of the verse, we are warned against striving to achieve calm abiding alone. We are warned against achieving calm abiding and thinking this is sufficient. Here, that same warning now is applied, but to the wisdom realizing emptiness, where we're here being advised to guard against meditating on emptiness alone, and when we have some realization of emptiness, feeling that this is now sufficient. Even some realization of emptiness alone is insufficient to eradicate the afflictions. So unlike calm abiding, the wisdom realizing emptiness does oppose the root cause of all our suffering, the ignorance of self-grasping. But wisdom realizing emptiness alone lacks sufficient stability and strength to be able to eradicate the ignorance of self-grasping. And this we know. We don't have calm abiding, so we know how distracted our mind is. Whenever we come to a point of conclusion in meditation, we see how quickly we lose it due to distraction. And similarly, Even those who have some realization of emptiness but lack calm abiding, their realization is quickly lost because the mind is so easily distracted. So therefore the strength of their realization of emptiness is greatly impeded due to the lack of calm abiding. Their spiritual development is thereby greatly impeded because of the lack of calm abiding. So again, in the first two lines, we are warned against striving only for calm abiding and being content with just that as a goal, even when achieved. And here, we're being warned similarly, but now against striving only to achieve the wisdom realizing emptiness. And when we have some realization of emptiness, feeling that that is sufficient. So here then we can liken a realization of emptiness that is not held by the strength of mind of calm abiding to the water in a wide lake. This water has no real strength. There's not much of a current. So this is likened to the wisdom realizing emptiness that is not conjoined with calm abiding. It lacks strength. And it lacks strength for a couple of reasons, one of which is how easily it is distracted. That even when in meditation one comes to realization of emptiness, it is so quickly lost. The distractions readily arise and we lose that realization. Therefore, such a wisdom realizing emptiness has very little strength and therefore limited impact on our ignorance. And this is the meaning then of the final line in verse 35. The afflictions will not be overcome no matter how much you analyze. No matter how much you analyze, if that analytical mind of wisdom is not held or supported by calm abiding, it lacks the strength to have a powerful impact on ignorance.
And then,
其实你当然东北人多吧，现在当然东北人多少，但东北多少，但现在在广告也开明度，东北人供应商对不对呢？你给我嘛，这就是东北人多差别呢，新业主不过来，新业主不就东北人的米别，东北的东北人的米别，新业，新业主这些别定的是主不过来，今年主的嘛多，东北人多吧，现在当然东北多少，但东北多少，但现在在广告也开明度，东北人供应商对不对呢？你给我嘛，这就是东北人多差别呢，新业主不过来，新业主不就东北人的米别，东北的东北人的米别，新业，新业主这些别定的是主不过来，今年主的嘛多，东北人多吧，怎么样？那你牛毛不帮他们买的，今年人家他讲起来，新业主不咱们即将，新业主别的给钱不来的。 东北人嘛，多那新业主吧，咱们去牛毛帮他们买来解决啊。但要东北人多吧，东北人多的别嘛是给钱不来，得多活的别给钱不来的。现在东北人多吧，咱们去东北人多是那新业主吧，那东北人那边新业主那，那你牛毛帮他们买来。其实，他俺东北人多是落地对呀，要买来。刚才来的新业主呢，东北人那边别给新业主，新业主给多少结果来？新业的。 那东北人多吧？那东北人那边新业主多吧？结果嘞，其实东北人多，东北人那边新业主，然后你嘞新业主，对呢，新业主啊，你东北人都弄个就多吧？结果嘞，第二就嘛多，嗯，像这些人上解药的落地上地上上边下班呢，第二要么不帮他们买的，帮不到那可完了，就他买的是吧？所以说，我做他们，现在可完了，准备给着急他买的，是吧？当然就七八千块钱，你们觉得？
To summarize the meaning of this verse, firstly, the attainment of karma bodhi, single points of concentration, is greatly important, but be aware of the potential pitfall of striving for karma bodhi alone, or having achieved it, being satisfied with this great bliss and peace that one is experiencing. This is a grave danger, and we need to guard ourselves against this, because we will not, because calm abiding alone does not oppose ignorance. Calm abiding alone does not harm at all, does not weaken at all the ignorance of self-grasping, and in fact, it creates causes to remain bound in samsara, to take rebirth in the form and formless realms. So this is what we've been warned against, but nevertheless, calm abiding is greatly important, but it needs to be conjoined with wisdom. Then similarly, the verse went on to say, for those who are more inclined to engage in analytical meditation, reflecting on reality, as you gain realization of emptiness, do not be satisfied with that alone. Your realization of emptiness is greatly important, but it requires this great strength of being on a basis of calm abiding, of single points of concentration. Without being conjoined with calm abiding, it's overcome with ease by distraction. So therefore, to summarize, calm abiding is greatly important, but it requires wisdom. Likewise, wisdom is greatly important, but it requires calm abiding. These two together, they have the power to harm the ignorance that keeps us bound in samsara. So therefore, don't be satisfied with an attainment that, whilst crucial, is far beneath what we are capable of. Don't be satisfied with only achieving calm abiding. Don't be satisfied only with making great progress in understanding reality. We need both. We come now to the 36th verse. Wisdom that decisively determines the actual state of existence mounted upon the horse of unwavering calm abiding and with the sharp wisdom of reasoning or the middle way, free of extremes, destroys all mental fabrications grasping at such extremes. Looking
at the first line, wisdom that decisively determines the actual state of existence. So this is referring to the wisdom realizing emptiness. So some practitioners, their disposition leads them to meditate extensively on reality and come to a realization of emptiness and thereafter develop calm abiding. Other practitioners, depending on their disposition, they strive first to develop calm abiding and only thereafter develop the wisdom realizing emptiness. So there are these two directions that practitioners take, usually depending on their own predispositions. And furthermore, though, to understand this line in more detail, is that the wisdom that is being cultivated here is the wisdom realizing emptiness, and it's being cultivated to understand how phenomena actually exist in reality, which is that they do not exist in the way that they appear. No phenomenon exists in the way that it appears. Every phenomenon, whether it's an outer phenomenon or inner phenomenon, the way that it appears to our mind is not how it exists in reality. Here, the first line refers to a wisdom that realizes this, that decisively determines how phenomena exist in reality. In other words, the wisdom realizing emptiness.
Mm-hmm. That the Niki Kisavi Chela, and you Tomba Ni Tela Mipiki, says you to Mipi Tinis, she knew to Bukuris or you may she near Tala, Junin is or Chidu, Chisan, the Niki you Tomba Yi Tamba Cheva, Tomba Yi Tok, Chi Nilo, Rashi, Maruba Totashe, the Nito Savi Chela, that Nanjugi, Tomba Yi, you Tomba Ni Tela Miche, some Tishu Neki, Nibiki, she knew to Bukuris.
So whether the practitioner first develops calm abiding or first develops a wisdom realizing emptiness, both are required. So this has been clearly presented in the preceding verse. Then, when meditating on emptiness and coming to realize it, then need to hold that realization single-pointedly. And we see this now in the second line in verse 36. Mounted upon the horse of unwavering calm abiding. So here, referring to someone who has developed calm abiding and the wisdom realizing emptiness. And in the first line,
They're meditating on reality, coming to see that phenomena do not exist in the way that they appear, that they are empty of existing in the way that they appear. And then, that's the first line, then in the second line, they hold that realization undistractedly through single points of concentration.
但是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们说的是他们
So we've heard thus far that one needs both calm abiding and the wisdom realizing emptiness. Either one is insufficient. Moreover, we've heard that these can be developed. Some practitioners first the one and then the other. That's okay. But then when they're both developed, one needs to utilize them both. First analyzing, realizing emptiness, and then holding that emptiness of calm abiding, so that one doesn't lose the realization due to the easy arisal of distraction. So that's what we've looked at thus far. However, those two together, the wisdom realizing emptiness and calm abiding, still is insufficient. One has not yet realized the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, holding emptiness. So one has a realization of emptiness, and one has calm abiding, and one is applying the two together. But that still is insufficient. There's a further mental development required, and that's a mind called meditative insight, or sometimes penetrative insight, or special insight. This we need to now train in. So we've developed calm abiding and the wisdom realizing emptiness. And there's a third mind that's required, meditative insight. In terms of the sequence then, one can develop either first the wisdom realizing emptiness and then calm abiding, or the opposite first, calm abiding and the wisdom realizing emptiness. So that can be done in either order, but thereafter, always thereafter, one needs to develop meditative insight. And why is meditative insight required? So in order to realize emptiness, one has to investigate. This should be clear. And when we realize emptiness, so that that realization can be undistracted, we need to hold it with calm abiding. When one can do that, holding the realization with calm abiding, one can do so for as long as one likes, for many hours, holding that realization. And in this way, one's mind creates great familiarity with the realization because one is remaining with it undistractedly for as long as one wishes. So this is where the yogini is when she has realized emptiness and is holding it with calm abiding. However, as soon as she tries to analyze deeper, she is intentionally moving her mind and therefore the calm abiding is lost. And she cannot analyze more deeply whilst holding with single points of concentration. Then the concentration is lost. And this is where meditative insight is required. Meditative insight is a further development of calm abiding. Meditative insight is an analytical mind. It's an investigating mind. And so first, and the sequence here is definite. First, calm abiding is achieved. Later, meditative insight. In this process, when calm abiding has eventually been achieved, and then the meditator intentionally starts to analyze, initially they lose their calm abiding. But then through repeated familiarity and training, they keep realizing emptiness, holding with calm abiding, applying analysis, losing the calm abiding. Then again, realize emptiness, hold with calm abiding, continue their analysis. And as they gain greater dexterity here, mental dexterity, they start to not lose the calm abiding. And eventually, they can hold the object single-pointedly, the realization of emptiness, single-pointedly, and analyze. That is meditative insight with calm abiding. And the mark or the sign that the yogini has achieved the union of calm abiding and meditative insight on the object of emptiness is when she's holding the object of emptiness undistractedly with calm abiding and engaging in the analytical meditation that is the meditative insight, and the bliss of physical and mental pliancy arises. So it's this third step here, the bliss of physical and mental pliancy. When that arises whilst investigating the object and holding it undistractedly, then that is the sign that the union of calm abiding and meditative insight has been attained on that subtle object of emptiness.
Now,
양안에 양도 유 양은 잡아버릴 마 사로 잡아버리 미디어 야구 쉰 데이터가 주고 그래 그래서 미디어 따지 규로도 미디어 야구 데이터도 나 말이 주고로 와 안 된다 주고 말해 但 미디어 야구 데이터는 따지 양지 刚刚 junior 매지 삼는 암자 매바지 다 규도가 주고 와 그래서 내니 경한 지금 따지 강 미디어 쉰제 규제 양안에 양도 양안에 양도 장제 장도 안에 강삼 지리 야구 江都了嘛，天生带地不下，就爱地江都了天。米地大干的，绝对对当地，被江都了天去。等那个大有人都接就搞不了，被养活就出来当地，吃够了哇，搞个这，刚刚去年买吧，可能你个给他大了就出来吃够了哇。那，你那些的当然就是，就是，东北你的东北你当不新的猪队，东北你的了东北东北那东北你的了新的猪队，搞了什么活你也没做。 杨年杨都杨年都念的江湖吃过，那江的什么这些都念的念土吧，吃吃上都，那杨那边定下来写了几把，接把几都，杨把吃出来，约出来吃过了。都这几个几个菜吧，刚才几个呀，新年的东北人们新年的东北年把子，带了东北人的都被写了几个接把几都，你看他，哎呀，我吃完那的，有没有新年到了，今年的是的。
The verse makes reference to horse racing. We see in the second line, mounted upon the horse of unwavering calm abiding. So here, if we think of a process that a trainer will put the horse through, first, the horse needs to be broken in, and this then is likened to the achievement of calm abiding, where the horse needs to be broken in so that it can become disciplined, it can become pliable, it can be made to move in a particular direction. However, though, when the horse has been broken in, then we'll have a jockey mount on its back, and that the horse is likely to find particularly disturbing and will rebel against it. So this then is similar to when one achieves calm abiding but is now trying to analyze, to investigate. Then the calm abiding is lost. Just like the horse that's recently been broken in, as soon as the jockey first mounts the horse, then the horse's discipline is lost, and the horse then rebels. So this is likened then to the process to develop meditative insight. First, through great endeavor over a sustained period, one eventually achieves calm abiding. And through further endeavor, one is able to hold not just a coarse object of, say, a Buddha image, but a subtle object such as the realization of emptiness with calm abiding. So it's more difficult to hold with calm abiding a subtle object than a coarse object. But then, when one then starts to try and introduce analysis, the calm abiding on that subtle object is lost. And then one has to once again make great sustained perseverance so as to hold the subtle object of emptiness, not only with calm abiding, but with the analytical mind that is meditative insight. And there's this process here of disturbance, of one eventually attains a realization of emptiness, then eventually can hold the subtle object with calm abiding, then eventually one can hold it with calm abiding and meditative insight as well. When these two are in union, calm abiding and meditative insight, holding the realization of emptiness, this is when the yogini has become truly skilled and can make rapid progress. But to get to this point takes sustained perseverance in the meditations on emptiness, the cultivation of calm abiding, and the cultivation of the union of calm abiding and meditative insight.
Tajai Ume Ribe Tsunengi, Tarzi Mikdi Tamji Jibarji. 你可能不清楚,于东半年的秘密写了送这些话,但写了送这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话,这些话, shila tongpa yin to shine zhubi na shila sunzhe to mewa na nyumma pa yara kom yara kanga yung kres. Shita da tongpa yin lami bhe shila sunzhe ki to pa yana dhendi ki lam riba di da chen nyumma ta na res, chen nyumma nyumma pa, chen gari chi warso nyumma pa mewa suya lpe nyubi chimbo res warda.
The verse continues in the third line, and with the sharp weapon of reasoning of the middle way, free of extremes. So reasoning, of course, is referring to analytical meditation, in particular on emptiness, in accordance with the middle way view. And the sharp weapon here is not only this wisdom, but is the wisdom that has the incomparable power of the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. So it's not any old weapon, it's not merely the weapon of wisdom, but it's the sharp weapon of wisdom that is mounted on the mind, that is the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. This wisdom that is in accordance with the middle way view has the strength and the precision to be able to eliminate all wrong understandings.
Tarzin mikde tamche jikpa xie se, tarzin se di nga zu rangxin yu zhubha, dianpa zhubha zimbe dianse sikurwa. Chisna da nga zu nyun mongpa zawa, jiegi gyu nyun mongpa zawa, yon zu dweja xie dang, kongzho la soba nyun mongpa chasa, yon yegi gyu zu di da, tarzin ki se, chue tamche rangxin yu tarzin se di, chue tamche dianpa ma zhubha re se, dianpa zhubha re se, nangwa rangxin gyu ganglai ma do rangu ni ru yo ma de, Nangyong du ganglai ma rangun du zhubwa, nangguri nangwa na xin yore sami zimba dil tarzin si urwa, tarzin ri, dinzi ri. Sizan digi mikba di garit miki ura sani ganglai ma rangun du zhubwa, yueba rangun du zhubwa di zindi urwa, mikba di ganglai ma rangun du zhubwa di chati urwa, mikba di ri. Sizan di yore sani zindi urwa, tarzin digi. Sizan di, deji da di ume tangi na di ume ribe, donpa ni li mibi shila sunru lo digi, di mikba di meba zhugo, jikba chi, meba zhugo. ဒီမြတ်ဘာထုံးကိုလည်းမြစ်ကြည့်ပါချေကြည့်ပါချေသည်အဲ့ဒီကောင်ကြီးလည်းဒီကြီးထားခြင်းမိတဲ့ဆံကြီးခေါ်ခွေရှင်ယူစင်တဲ့ယူဒီမြတ်ဘာတော်ရင်သူဒီနေ့ကတော့ပေးခဲ့တာရှီလာဆုံးတဲ့တင်းကြီးကိုခေါ်မြောင်းသူထားခြင်းခေါ်ရောင်းမှာမြတ်ဘာဆိုကိုလည်းပန်ကိုလည်းရှိတယ်ပန်ကိုလည်းကြည့်ပါချေစေဒီခေါ်ရောင်းမိယူဒီကြည့်ပါချေမိယူဒီစင်တဲ့ယူဒီမြတ်ဘာတော်ရင်သူကွန်ပေရှီလာတယ်မ
And with the sharp weapon of reasoning of the middle way, free of extremes, destroys all mental fabrications, grasping at such extremes. Here, this sharp weapon, which is this union of meditative, calm abiding meditative insight, of reasoning, which is the wisdom realizing emptiness of the middle way in accordance with the middle way view, is able to destroy all mental fabrications, grasping at such extremes. Here we can understand extremes to mean to believing in that phenomena exist in the way that they appear. This is seen as an extreme because this is not how phenomena exist. So this belief that we have that what appears to our mind is correct, this is called an extreme because phenomena do not exist in the way they appear to our mind. None do. And it's only the wisdom realizing emptiness with the sufficient strength of calm abiding and the further analysis that is possible when that is in union with meditative insight, that the yogi can go down to the depths to start abandoning the afflictions together with their seeds. Remembering that here when we talk about the afflictions, it's particularly, in particular, the root affliction, the ignorance of self-grasping or the ignorance of true grasping, the ignorance that believes that phenomena do exist in the way that they appear, that phenomena do exist truly, which is how they appear. But it's only this wisdom with sufficient strength that can eliminate this extreme.
The meaning here is, in order to fulfill our aspiration and attain Buddhahood, we need to cultivate a mind that is like a skilled horse, disciplined and responsive to the requirements or the demands of the jockey. This is what we need to develop, how we need to develop our mind. And it's in particular, we need to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness that has the strength of the union of calm abiding together with meditative insight. It's only this wisdom that has the strength of meditative insight that can eliminate the root cause of samsara, the root cause of all our afflictions and suffering. This is what we need to develop, the wisdom realizing emptiness mounted on the union of calm abiding and meditative insight.
Then, that don't know, अने घरे चेवोरे लम्ना घरे अन निभा युन सुलु योरे लम्ना ताना तोंबानी तो आसने तोंबानी ले मिबे जिने जुप जिने दी गाने अन तोंबानी ले जेबे शेरप केसोबाना शिलासोटे से अच्छेगिरेस दीगी अने न्योमो पाये निभा दिदेले योरेस दीगी न्योमो बांधुगुरेस वोर्डन.
Then to summarize the meaning of these two verses, started out by saying that the achievement of calm abiding is important. But without emptiness, it cannot eliminate the afflicted minds because it doesn't oppose them. It's not contrary to them. Secondly, the wisdom realizing emptiness is greatly important. But the wisdom realizing emptiness alone cannot eliminate the afflicted minds because it lacks the strength of calm abiding. What then can eliminate the afflictions and free one from suffering? Is the wisdom realizing emptiness mounted on the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. This is what we need to develop. That brings us now to the 37th verse. Through this vast wisdom, probing with precision, enhance your intelligence, realizing emptiness. I, a yogi, have practiced in this manner. You who aspire for liberation should do likewise.
Sanjay Dong Kumbo
Okay, at the first line, through this vast wisdom probing with precision, this then refers to the wisdom realizing emptiness, that's investigating reality, that here, that to have come to this point, then the yogi would have been training for a long time precisely in accordance with the sequence and methods that their Lama has guided them in how to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, calm abiding, meditative insight, and then the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, and then the union of calm abiding and meditative insight on the subtle object of emptiness. So this training they would have been going under over an extensive period under the close guidance of their Lama, following the sequence of trainings and method precisely as is presented. And this all done with a motivation of bodhicitta, with a goal of enlightenment for the sake of others as the final
objective.
Implicitly, what this first line is referring to is bodhisattvas. Bodhisattvas who are relying on their Lama's guidance to achieve enlightenment for the sake of others. Because in order to be a bodhisattva, a child of the Buddha, bodhicitta has to be cultivated. And it is essential in order to achieve enlightenment. It is indispensable. Because no matter how long and how skillfully one meditates on emptiness with the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, if bodhicitta isn't generated, enlightenment cannot be achieved. Liberation will be achieved, nirvana will be achieved. The afflictive mind, together with its seat, will be completely eradicated and one will never suffer again. But the imprints of the afflictions will remain. The continuum will still have the imprints of the afflictions, and therefore the perfected state of Buddhahood cannot be achieved. So implicitly, this first line is referring to bodhisattvas, those who are striving for enlightenment for the sake of others. What indicates that this first line is referring to bodhisattvas is the word vast. So here with vast and wisdom, it shows the union of method and wisdom. It shows that the wisdom probing with precision is wisdom that is using a vast number of reasonings in its analysis of reality. And vast then refers to the vast activities of bodhisattvas, that bodhisattvas with their vast capacity that embraces all sentient beings equally with impartiality, they are meditating on reality. Or to express it slightly differently, in order to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of others, with this motivation of bodhicitta, with this motivation that is vast in that it encompasses all sentient beings throughout the realms of samsara, the bodhisattva is meditating on reality, realizing emptiness for the sake of others, realizing emptiness in order to be ever more skilled in benefiting others. And then the next line, enhance your intelligence, realizing emptiness. So these two together, through the vast wisdom probing with precision, enhance your intelligence, realizing emptiness. So here, this is referring to a practitioner with a vast motivation of bodhicitta, this motivation that's encompassing all beings with the greatest of goals in mind, Buddhahood for their sake, with such a vast motivation, repeatedly over a sustained period, they're persevering in these meditations, in the cultivation of the wisdom realizing emptiness, the cultivation of the realization of calm abiding, the realization of meditative insight, and then the union of calm abiding, meditative insight, realizing emptiness, all within this vast motivation of bodhicitta for the sake of others. They persevere over an extensive period, making unbelievable progress for the sake of others. That's then the meaning of the second line.
And now, la, Jerem Chevarison was in a Janju Semba Namji, and the Simja Tamjig Dunda, Sanyukova Turichido, and Dangan Jigidi, Sherege Pachi, Yamlin Chidu Kabla, and his Nango Reladna, the Janju Semba the Gi, Jeva Mochis, Jine Chibu Combat Samji, and it now Korea Dunga Yomopa to Midu, Chisan Doni. Shine Madhuva Tonyi Jibu Gomba Tsamji Na Nyoma Pantu Mbindu Chisa Dini Gidu Chinchanyu Sema Na Nyeba Jeba Cheshe Tien Chena Dini Tsa Tongpa Nyila Mibi Shine Jub Na Shine Di Nga Tongpa Nyila Mibi La Tong Jub Dini Shine Shila Sungri Top Shila Sungri Top Ne Dini Tongpa Nyila Gomyo Du Diyan Riba Namra Jiki Tongpa Nyila Jeba Chidu Kala Riba Namra Jaya Chimbo Chiu Samta Jeba Che Dini Tongpa Nyila Shila Sungri Top Diyan Semjian Tham
We should act, train like he did and all the bodhisattvas do, in that having generating bodhicitta, this aspiration to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of all beings, train in the six perfections. So here, with this vast ambition of a bodhisattva, with the greatest of goals in the distance, encompassing all beings, the bodhisattva engages in profound analysis, using a wide number of reasonings, always looking in ever more detail, more profundity, in order to completely transform their mind into the state of perfection. And with such a motivation, a bodhisattva will not be deceived and settle for minor attainments. A bodhisattva will not be satisfied with only a realization of emptiness. A bodhisattva will not be satisfied with only an attainment of calm abiding. A bodhisattva will see that a realization of emptiness is crucial, but it has to be conjoined with calm abiding. And when it is conjoined with calm abiding, the bodhisattva will know that that alone is not enough. It must also be combined with meditative insight. And the bodhisattva thereby will not be satisfied with any minor attainment, will not be deceived by the bliss of physical and mental pliancy that comes with calm abiding, but will ensure they develop the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, realizing emptiness, because this is what's required in order for them to fulfill this heartfelt ambition of becoming a Buddha for the sake of others, leading others to realms freed of suffering and pain. This is the motivation through which they engage in all the six perfections.
That don't buy you some dacha, but you do cheer gen, Jesus and Badikin and now an ashinje and an age, she near droop. Then it don't buy you jebache, don't buy you toy down, net don't buy you let me be she near droop. Then it's a shilla soldier droop. Then you know combatia, same jetam, jig to Dalia, and it all dosin, Jesus and Bukuni, Lanch, Dosin, Yamleje, Dosin, Yamlejeva yees. That Kuranzi in the air, so a tardy dacha, the council of the Kuranzi in the air. 고유동화
I, Yogi, have practiced in this manner. You, who aspire for liberation, should do likewise. Jempeche is again explicitly saying, I have trained like this. I have trained in the same way that all the bodhisattvas in the world are training. And I have trained in the same way that all the Buddhas have trained. So you, my students, you who long for freedom from cyclic existence, you who long for Buddhahood so that you can lead all beings to achieve their own enlightenment, train like I have. Train like all the bodhisattvas are. Train like all the Buddhas have. Train like us. Develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, calm abiding, meditative insight, and then strive to ensure that you have the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, realizing emptiness. Because in this way, you will fulfill your heartfelt aspirations. You will fulfill the aspirations of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. You will become a Bodhisattva too. So train in this way with great effort.
Dunga dan jago ko re, jadi dunga jadi ဒီကနေ့ဇာဝူရဲဒုံကနေ့ယုံကိုရဲဆန်တဲ့ကစမ်းလင်းညီပတ်တဲ့စမ်းတောင်းရဲဒီချစ်တာဒုံရဲယူဒီကရဆန်တဲ့လဲလာတဲ့နေမြုံမောင်ပါတဲ့ဒီကတူပါစစ်တာမြုံမောင်ပါတဲ့တရားချောင်းတော်ငါရရစွလက်တင်းနေငါဆိုကြီးခုတုခုတုလဲငါဆိုခုံးရကြည့်တဲ့ရမ်းမကြည့်ပါရှမ်းမကြည့်ပါကံကတရားတရားချကြည့်တဲ့နေ့ချစ်တာဒီနေ့ဆန်ချက်ဒီလီနေငါဆိုဒုံကမောင်ဘူးချစ်ရာရှင်ညီကလ်ဒုံရဲဒီညုံ and Nusaja, the Chidu, Dio Lesa, the Koal, Duanya, Chasa, Dinomobatin, to ask me some nearby Tangruada. That's somebody let the Yomoba the Zawa, the Kaligas, does it marry by the lead to ask Chasa, Nas, if it doesn't marry by the Dido D, then Yomoba Chasang and Zawa Diresha, some Jeva Chikores. Chasa, these some Jeva Dinza, Jeva, does it marry by say the Jeva Chin. That doesn't marry by the Uganis Nangore, Ganis Singores, and Mariba said, Ha, said, Kala, I am out to Rangu, when you drew a Zindicores. Chesan di Zimba doesn't marry by it. Chesan di Zimana, Shinjida, Yena, Mena, Chebachores, Chebachi, and Gansam Chile, Chebachi, or that he, that Chebachi du Kabla, give you Shinienda, and not to pitch it like a lawyer. Tersum, Gomsum, Chen, Turbache, Dinigi, Chevachin, Kanagarchi, Chevachin, Du, Chevachusu, Yamyoton, Chevachio, Nazem Chiliada, Chetam Jan, now on Asha Ranguin, the Dubazawi, the Mindu, and Big Tony to a Glochki, yes. Dicum. That Dinigi on the Tombani Dorson, that the Jisho Mazimache, that Tombajin, tell me be senior to Kukures or senior troop. Then the senior troop, Tombajin, machine, Shila, on the troop to watch your horse. And the name Jumne, that's him Jaw Daddy, Jesna doesn't marry Zimba de Mindu Jeta, Zimba Nashimid doesn't marry by the Pontu ya douche, Tony Tombay Tosawa, Dicombina, that doesn't marry by Pontu douce. Jesna Pontua doesn't marry by the Pangje, Semja Tam Jiggy, Kuru Duan, doesn't marry by Pangway, Pangba Chiki, Dinzang, Semja Tam Jiggy, Sanjo Kotova Jiwa, he is a big eater, then Jesu Semja what is here. This is what it doesn't matter. ジャンシュセマ、セムジャ、タムジギ、ニョモパヤディ、パントゥヤディ、カスンダ、トンニトヨディ、ニョモパトゥヨバハゴトゴロワ、チザパントゥグドディザ、セムジャ、タムジギ、ニョモバディ、パワチギ、セムジャ、タムジドゥマレチャ、ニチ、チャワチギ、ディエザン、セムジャ、タムジドゥナ、サンヨコバ、トバチギ、ジャンシュセム、ジャディ、サンタ。アネディドゥナラダ、ディネギ、ジャンシュセム、ジェセウェチェラ、ダ、ドンバニョコミアダ、チンソパシン、ニメジャ、チェサン、ダジャディ、
The advice that we should take away from these verses that we've been looking at is that we first recognize where we are, and that is we don't have a realization of emptiness nor calm abiding. Nevertheless, we've had presented to us the example, the unmistaken example of how all the bodhisattvas train. We need to follow that example. And if we follow it and follow it in the correct and complete manner, it is certain we will achieve the self-same results. The first step then is to reflect on the sufferings of samsara. And here we need to reflect in detail on the sufferings throughout cyclic existence. We need to do this so as to give rise to this clear understanding that samsara is a prison and there's not even a moment of peace to be found. Thereby make our mind more expansive, not so dominated by overcoming mere worldly problems and achieving the most temporary of happinesses. And as we develop this understanding, whilst we are developing it, also apply it to the situation of others. So that we take, we need to come to understand suffering in relation to our own experience. And whilst we are gaining understanding of suffering in relation to our own experience, remind ourselves that others are suffering in this way too. And in this way, we also are developing love and compassion at the same time as developing an understanding of the suffering nature of cyclic existence. And this then will lead us into the second step of the meditation, which is how to attain liberation. How can I gain freedom from this unbearable prison of samsara?
And here now we reflect on the causes. Contaminated karma accumulated by our own afflicted minds. And here we look at how it is the afflictions that cause us to suffer. It's the afflictions that are our true enemy. It's the afflictions and the afflictions alone that cause us pain. And they cause us pain in our own direct experience and in our expression of the afflictions to others. So they bring misery to the lives of others as well. And then again we relate this to others, seeing that they suffer in the same way due to the afflictions. And the third step of the meditation, how to be freed of the afflictions. This is to cultivate the wisdom realizing emptiness. And here the first step was to understand how all objects appear to our mind. Every object of thought appears as if it is self-existent. It's independent, not influenced by things other than itself. This is how objects appear. Truly existent, self-existent, inherently existent, existent by way of its own defining characteristics. So that's the first step. In this, the third part of the meditation, the first step to cultivate the wisdom realizing emptiness is to see how objects appear and then to engage in the process of analysis. And the process of analysis, to engage in that well, we need to rely on the skillful guidance of our teacher, on the wisdom of our teacher. And we supplement this with reading texts to supplement the teachings we receive. Then, in our meditation, as we start to gain some realization that phenomena do not exist in the way that they appear, we then remind ourselves that this realization of emptiness that we have is crucial, but in order to have the strength to eradicate ignorance completely, it has to be conjoined with the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. So there, this is the fourth step, the recognition of the need for calm abiding and meditative insight. And then fifthly, the recollection that the purpose of this entire meditation is to become a Buddha for the sake of others. To become a Buddha for the sake of others. Hence, right at the outset, when we're meditating on the sufferings of samsara, we are doing so also, or primarily in terms of our own experience, but then relating it to others too. And then the second step on the causes, the causes are the afflictions which harm us and harm others, and others are suffering the same way too. And the third step, cultivating wisdom realizing emptiness. So here we are looking at how objects appear to us and that they don't exist in that way at all. And we relate it to others, seeing that they too are deceived in the same way. It is the same ignorance that's keeping them bound. And they too have the need for wisdom. And here we remind ourselves that I have to develop not only the wisdom realizing emptiness, but also the union of calm abiding meditative insight. And all sentient beings need this too. I, now in the fifth step, will strive to become a Buddha, so that I can become the most skilled of guides and lead others to recognize suffering from samsara, the first step, the causes of suffering, the afflicted minds, the second step, lead others to develop the wisdom realizing emptiness, the third step, and to conjoin that wisdom in the fourth step with the union of calm abiding and meditative insight. I will do this for others. That's the fifth step. And lastly, the sixth, is one can reflect on the six perfections, the actual practices of bodhisattvas.
And then on the Kuyi Dunga de Sam Tanje, the Kuyi Dunga let her to be somebody, Kuyi Dunga Jin Chasa Tondu, that the rang is done Sam Tavana, Kuyi Dunga the Rang Susan Tarkut Sambi, Tartu Sambati Ko, Tarkatuni Sambali Mura. Tina that another Dambu Yamlet to Kuyi Dunga Jin Tongje, the Simjan Tam Jo Kuyi Dunga, and Simjatam Jamba Gorimska, Kabila, Kashela, Niel Nijisam Tantin, Jambachela Kayangore, Kashela, Konyamne Sosogi, Komyale, Chetan Gore, Sakashi, Jambinil Sam Tantin, Kashan Nijisela Yawa, Ungor, Dinila, Nashis, Kabri, Kansa Sosar, and Yamle Chetan Tantin Ungore. Tasimja, the Duma, the Jawodu, Sembi Niji, Yondu, and the Galigor Senate, Duma, Jawan, the Duma, Gudi Karre, Sembi Cheva Chedu, Duma, Julia Cheva Chedu, and Denzile Jebachir Korea. Denzile Jebachi, Dene Jebachi, Diga Blada, Jebachine, Dikin Sam Dela, Tombany Toyagi, go up to the world, to worry. Tisan Tombany Toyagi, Dene Tombany Toyagi, Tisan Yomon Bajeg, Korachi, Yutsawa didn't notre him, but how got a deep bung to you, but the same how to worry, rather Tombany Toyagi. Tisan did Tombany Toyagi, Dene, the same liabe chick, that eating he. Jin Chetusaring, Chetudu, some big, bear chick similar, Boborus, Legion. Then, same gent, Tamju, Dunading, Segi, same big, same gent, Tamju, Corrie, Dunga, Tarja, Tarba, Sajisalia, Wiggy, same shooty, little wretched. Then go Garson, Menigi, Ganga, Segi, Tablamdi, Sabo, how goes all about? How go do you? And the same shooty in the Leore. Just not same shooty on Baza.
Yes, I'm going to say that. Denis Yung Rachel, Zangandu Tambo, that Jambata Niji Tambo and the Kuru Dunga Samta, the Niji Jambata Niji, the Niki Yoda, the Niki Jela, Tomagi Tobulus Git Word, Ligore, and D Jela, that's a Semjava Yung Rachel. That Manchewa did in it is. Kaji, that Semja, Kaji, Jumdi, Wongi, Wombo, Dubo, Jumda, Jumda. Semta Baru, that Tombani, the Semta Big Jumta Nedu Ganda, the Ni Indo Inda. Yang, go to the Tinubanishi, Tomain, Tomatua, Yungurwa, in a Horan Zugi, Karsne, Chetamje, Chiru Dunumatuba, Tonga, 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 Ton
So I want to, just now in conclusion, talk a little bit more about this meditation, because the people do approach it in slightly differing ways, and this is because of our varying dispositions and inclinations. So I'll discuss this a little bit, and you see what fits best for you now, and this is the way that one approaches. But the indispensable first step for all practitioners is to reflect on the sufferings of samsara. This is indispensable. This is the first step for the ultimate or the final attainment of either liberation from samsara or Buddhahood. So it is the indispensable first step to reflect on the sufferings of samsara. How one does so, there is some divergence. Some focus primarily and perhaps even exclusively on their own experience, and thereby give rise to the wish to be freed themselves. At that point, they turn their attention to others. Other practitioners, in dependence on their own particular disposition, focus primarily on what others are experiencing in samsara, giving rise to a strong wish, strong love and compassion for others, for their suffering. However, the second type of practitioner, they still do have to reflect on the sufferings of their own experience so as to give rise to the wish to be free themselves. It's not enough just to long for others. One also is among suffering beings, and must long for freedom oneself. So what varies between the two is not whether they are also, whether they are focusing on their own suffering experiences, but how soon they bring into their meditation the suffering experiences of others, and thereby how soon they generate love and compassion for others. So there's not a right or wrong, a better or worse here. It's one's own disposition will take you in one of these two directions, and you go with the direction that works better for you. Some will focus, again, some will focus primarily on themselves and a little bit on others. Others will focus primarily on others, but also themselves. The goal, though, of the meditation is the same, to give rise to renunciation for the sufferings of samsara. Thereafter, one will reflect on the causes of that, the afflicted minds together with their seeds, with ignorance of self-grasping at its root. And here again, the same, so that there is the indispensable second step. Where the variety comes in is in this reflection, how much one relies only on one's own experience, of the experience of the afflictions in one's continuum and the harm one brings to others, or how much one reflects on the experiences of others suffering under the control of the afflictions. So there is this freedom of expression, depending on one's own personality, how much one focuses on one's own experiences and how much on that of others. There's variety. But what is indispensable is the second step is looking at the causes of suffering, the ignorance of self-grasping, which leads to all the afflictions. Then one meditates on the third step, which is the antidote, the wisdom realizing emptiness. And here, the sequence here is set. The only variety we've seen is how much focus there is on one's own experience as opposed to others. So there is a variety depending on one's personality. Then one comes to the third step, and here one has to reflect on how phenomena appear to you, yourself, your own consciousness. So here you're looking at how the self appears to you, how various consciousnesses appear to you, how external objects appear to your mind, etc. So here one is looking at oneself, one's own experience. And here, as one makes progress in this third step in developing the wisdom realizing emptiness, here great strength of mind arises. Because one has already gained a realization of the sufferings of samsara, the first step, as well as the second step, its causes. Now, we're seeing that freedom is possible. Freedom is possible. And this leads to a great strength of mind, because we know that we definitely can emerge from the suffering realms of samsara and attain liberation. We are certain about it. And now, we have unshakable focus, unshakable intent on achieving what is actually important in our lives. And here, independence, so this is the third step, and independence on how much focus we've put on thus far on the experiences of others will come about how readily the attainment of bodhicitta arises within us. Because here we have gained certainty in the possibility of liberation for ourselves. And now we can apply this to others, that they need liberation as much as we do. But they are lost in confusion. All these kind mother sentient beings, they need guidance. They need guidance in how to achieve freedom. I know that I can do it, so I must do it now for their sake. And here one generates bodhicitta, determined to become a Buddha for the sake of others. So that's the meditation. So you see where there is, that the steps are quite set, but within those steps, how much focus one puts on others will vary, and thereby whether one generates bodhicitta before the wisdom realizing emptiness or the wisdom realizing emptiness before bodhicitta, there is variety. Some practitioners, because of their personalities, will develop bodhicitta first. Others will first develop the wisdom realizing emptiness and then bodhicitta. There's no right, there's no wrong, there's no better, there's no worse. You work with your own predisposition, your own personality. Where we can say with some certainty that practitioners will definitely realize bodhicitta first and thereafter the wisdom realizing emptiness is those in terms of Buddhist tenets, philosophical views. Those who hold a lower tenet, say, of the Chittamatran view, they cannot gain an actual realization of emptiness because there's a fault in their philosophy, a fault in their understanding of reality. So therefore, they have to realize bodhicitta first because they cannot realize emptiness first because there's an error in their view. But for those who have the correct view, the view of the Prasangika, they may well realize emptiness first. And with the power of that realization, knowing that freedom is possible for themselves and for others, they will then develop bodhicitta, their determination to attain Buddhahood for the sake of others. So they may well realize emptiness first and then bodhicitta, but also other Prasangika view holders may still, because of their personality, realize bodhicitta first and then emptiness. So hopefully then it's clear that the sequence of the meditation is definite. But within that, whether one places more or less emphasis on the condition of others and thereby realizes emptiness or bodhicitta first or not, is up to one's own personality. There isn't a correct or wrong way in that regard. So we'll finish there and continue this afternoon. Thank you very much.